This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
The soundtrack to Finishing Work, Andy Bush here flying solo this week. Richie's on his holidays. I hope you're doing okay. I've had a wobbly week of parenting. It's had its ups and downs. I took my middle daughter, Thea, clothes shopping at the weekend just gone. She's only four, but she's quite a sneaky manoeuvrer, that girl, a smooth operator. Basically, I got turned over in the shop because I kind of don't know what I'm doing. And I was under instructions from my other half, Katie, to just get Thea some stuff for her Super Tato outfit for tomorrow's World Book Day thing at school. So I was quite clear instructions as to what to do. But once we got into this clothing shop, Thea clocked this pack of frozen pants that she had her eye on. I don't mean like pants in a deep freezer. I mean like from the movie Frozen, which is her favourite thing ever. It's on in the house all the time. She absolutely loves it. Anything to do with Frozen, she's obsessed with it. Anyway, this little pack had five different sets of pants in there, each with a different Frozen character on the front, like Elsa, Anna, Olaf, all this kind of stuff. So I got them anyway. Like I say, I got turned over. She's made up. She's been wearing a different Frozen character, a pair of pants each day to school, absolutely loving life. And I kind of thought to myself, this is another one of those things where as you get older, as you get become a grown-up, things get ruined for you. Do you know what I mean? Pants get too grown up too quickly as you go through this kind of like adventure in life. And wouldn't it be great if you could it would be still all right to have pants with like, you know, your favourite fictional characters on the front. So have a little think about this. First hour of the show, just go with me on this, right? If you could have your favourite fictional character on the front of a very special pair of underpants, who would it be? Like for me, for example, I love Super Hans from Peep Show. Fantastic comedy. I think I'd probably get him on the front of a pair of pants. JC's just messaged, because we put it on Twitter. He'd go for Ian Beale from EastEnders. Like I say, each to their own and we're not going to judge. Brad says Father Jack, fair play. Gareth Robertson says Jessica Rabbit, we'll leave that there. Kerry says, what do you mean if I regularly still wear underwear featuring my favourite characters, even though I'm very much at the wrong end of my 40s? Rambo says Skeletor from He-Man, good shout. Or maybe Evil Lynn, do you remember her? Busker says it's got to be the Hulk, a lot of cartoon characters coming in. We've got Fiona on the line. Fiona, what are you up to right now?
Working.
Brit, are you doing that thing where you've got phone on the side of your ear pushed into your shoulder?
Yeah.
But what are you doing? What kind of line of work are you doing, if you don't mind me asking?
I run a recovery company. I own a recovery company. Breakdown company if your car breaks down.
I feel like you're typing into one of those really big old school calculators that's got a solar panel bit on the top.
Yeah, and with a printing roll of paper in it,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's amazing. Well, without further ado, Fiona, can we please find out what type of bespoke pants that you would like to have in your life?
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey. I've not thought about Hong Kong Fooey in a number of years. It was a classic cartoon. Him doing the old karate chop for a block of woods with his dressing gown on?
Yeah, the little white dog.
Fantastic. And have you always loved that cartoon in particular? Any particular reason?
No, it's just one that sprung to mind.
Okay, Hong Kong Fooey on the front, Batfink on the back. What about that?
She-Ra on the back.
Now you're talking. Right, well, listen, I'll let you back to work.
Thank you.
Some really interesting stuff coming into the show. Sonia says, I've actually got Wonder Woman pants. Good on you, Sonia. Gavin says, I'm 45 and I have Deadpool underwear. What's the issue? That's been the most heartwarming thing about all of this, is that people do actually have this stuff on a day-to-day basis. So there's hope for us yet. We've got Claire on the line. Claire, what are you saying? Who would you have on your pants?
I would love to have, I think it's Dr. Brown out of the Back to the Future film.
Oh, right, what, the kind of mad old scientist guy?
That's the one, yeah.
You want him on the front of a pair of pants then, right?
Yes.
Any particular reason, him in particular?
I just love him and I love the hair.
Fantastic.
That's what my hair looks like when I get up in the morning. So I think that would be fabulous.
Brilliant. And I'm getting some intel that we've had you on the show before and you were waiting on a hammock to arrive, right?
It was my hammock chair. The chair that had the hammock in it.
Brilliant. You enjoying it? It's arrived. I imagine it's all good because it was a while ago we spoke to you.
Yeah, no, I'm still waiting.
I can't. We spoke to you ages ago.
I know. At least it's spring now, so it's getting closer to the summer season.
Come right round. How long in total have you been waiting for your hammock?
I think I ordered it. It must be coming up for a year now. Yeah.
Wow, I feel like we need to throw some kind of party when this thing finally arrives. Please keep us posted, Claire.
Oh, of course I will. Yes, yeah. There'll definitely be photos when it comes.
Amazing. Well, listen, good to speak to you. Take care. Stay out of trouble.
I will try.
There's a lot of stuff coming in that could get me into trouble. I nearly read one out from Blake in Wigan about his girlfriend buying him the Flash underpants. So I think we know how that joke pans out. Thanks, Blake. Not going to get me yet, fella. But we do have Damien on the line who wants to talk to you all. Damien, who have you got a picture of on the front of your pants?
My wife.
You have pictures of your wife on your actual underwear?
Yeah, it was a surprise for Valentine's Day a couple of years ago. So it's got pictures of my wife and then lots of love hearts in between, yeah.
Brilliant. And are these like undercrackers or are they like boxer shorts? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, no, they're just sort of comfy, slim-fitting boxer shorts.
Brilliant. And is she like waving in the photo or...
It was one of these things you can do on the internet where you kind of just upload the photo and it cuts out the face and the hair and everything. So it's just the face and the hair.
Fantastic. So people could just go online and do this themselves right now whilst listening to Home Time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what was that like, receiving a present like that on Valentine's Day? You must have been made up.
Well, no, I bought them as a surprise for her.
Hold on, this gets more and more confusing. So you ordered a pair of pants with her face on it that you can wear for her for Valentine's Day.
Exactly, yes.
I could ask more questions, but I feel like we're going to get into slightly dodgy territory. So, Damien, an inspirational bit of information and lovely to speak to you.
Oh, thank you. No, thanks very much, Bush. Enjoy the show.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. It's been building up to this. If you remember, at the very start of the week, I told you that I found a chocolate fondue, chocolate fountain machine on Facebook Marketplace down the road from me in Rayleigh in Essex for just £12. And I've always loved the idea of having a chocolate fountain machine, but bored of the idea of just putting chocolate through it. I've always looked at chocolate fountain machines a little bit like an entrepreneur and thought, could it do more? And tonight on the show, we're going to find out. I want to say a massive, heartfelt thank you to every single one of you that sent in brilliant suggestions of stuff that we could put through it. Still getting suggestions on a daily basis. We have settled upon chip shop curry sauce. Our producer, Adem, has, in a moment of inspiration, has also bought us a pack of microchips. Remember them? We used to have them after school pretty much every night back in the 80s. But we're going to whack them in the microwave, see if the sauce goes okay through the chocolate fountain machine. Looks like the golden child where he's hitting the gong. And then see what happens. I'm just looking through the instructions. Bearing in mind we haven't turned it on yet. It says never leave it unattended whilst in use. There's a little motor inside of it as well. Apparently you've got to fire it up, let it flow for 2 minutes and then turn down the motor for 30 seconds to eliminate any airspace. This could be interesting. We're going to warm it up in a minute and we'll be cooking some chip shop curry sauce in the next 5 minutes right here on Home Time.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Bush here. Welcome to Home Time. This is the moment you've been waiting for then. We're going to be putting some chip shop curry sauce, only the finest stuff, through this gorgeous chocolate fondue, chocolate fountain I got off Facebook Marketplace for £12. We've microwaved some microchips, which we're going to dip in it, live in the dream. And we've taken all the necessary precautions here on the floor of the studio, covered it with loads of napkins, just get a few more on there as well, just so my boss Paul doesn't like sack us at the end of the show, if you know what I mean. So we've got it on heat. Notice the setting here says heat. What I'm going to do is just... I'm just going to pour in some curry sauce to get the heating going. Little bit... Oh, my... That's quite thick. It is quite thick. A lot of people warned us that it's too thick. But this is the Home Time show. We just make things happen. Doesn't that look great? It smells like you've gone into a chippy on the way home after a night out to get some chips. We haven't activated or engaged the motor yet. That will happen in a second. Don't you worry about it. We'll just pour that in there as well. And we're a little bit concerned because this is the unknown. We've not turned this thing on before. We don't know how it's going to pan out. Producer Adam's moved further away. All we've got to do is engage the motor a little bit here and see what happens. So let's see if it comes through our chocolate fondue. Good luck, everybody. Click to engage. 3, 2, 1, go. Look at the top. Oh my god, it's coming through. It's coming through, Adam. Look at that. I feel like it's slowly, a little bit like, you know, when you pull a new barrel throw on the pipes in a pub. If that's all it's doing, that is a bit disappointing. I think that might be it. Oh, that is. You hear the noise. Come on, fondue, you can do this. Where's my curry sauce? I need something to dip in it. Folks, that's it. It is choked up in the machine. So I'm getting weird looks from people in the hallway as well. It's choked up in the top of the machine. I don't know what we're going to do with this. Let's just leave it and see what happens.
You're not going to dip a chip in anyway?
Maybe. Let's just dip a chip in the top of it and see what we got. Well, it's two chips. I'm not that confident. There we go. Oh my gosh, freezing cold. That's so awful. This is awful. Make it stop.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Sorry about that. Didn't really pan out as I hoped. The entire studio stinks of chip shop curry sauce now. Dadders has just tweeted to say that Richie leaves Bush on his own for a few days and now he's broadcasting from the hallway with a chocolate fountain clogged with curry sauce. It is. It just didn't work. It just collected at the top. It was a complete nightmare. What a tease. Ultra Magnus says it needs to warm up to reduce its viscosity. Where were you in the week, mate, when we were trying to plan this thing? And the worst thing is, as well, I've just had to clean it up during that song in the kitchen, and it's clogged the main kitchen sink with loads of sultanas and orange water. It took me back to having a bad pint at university. Do you know what I mean? Neelix says, I told you you should have gone for lemon curd. Stop the recriminations. You can have a look for yourself. It was an unmitigated fondue disaster. Check it out on our Twitter, at Absolute Radio, right now. Oh, let's not do celebration music. Do we have to? Right, let's carry on with it anyway. Jacob says, a pokka curry lips now. Thank you. Paul says, the only time I've used one of these, you had to mix vegetable oil with the melted chocolate so it would work. You'd have to cook that. That's the only way to go through the machine. You've had a mare here. Why didn't you say this earlier on, Paul? Adeli says, I think unmitigated fondue disaster needs to go onto a gig or a festival, maybe at Dublin Castle. Soft Lad says, Bush's curry fountain has done an Everton. Ultra Magnus says, fondant. And Chris says, another item for your next car boot sale then, by the looks of it. Thank you for all your brilliant advice. Maybe we'll return to it at some point. 8, 12, 15 for any other stuff after the horse has actually bolted.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.